Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Each week, we talk about how in retirement, income is the outcome, because without income, there is no retirement. What's also true in the great country of ours, that's where there's income. You know, Uncle Sam's there looking for some taxes. Today's topic is the 10 types of retirement income and how they're each taxed. So I love talking about taxes. In fact, most clients we work with, it's easier to potentially save them hundreds of thousands of dollars in unnecessary voluntary taxes than it is to promise them some sort of market return. Because when you save money on taxes, that's real money in your pocket, year in, year out. So today we're going to focus on 10 types of retirement income and how they get taxed. And you know what else we're going to focus on? Why should you care? Do you really know who pays taxes in this country? You may think, heck, Mike, everybody pays taxes. And the answer is sort of. So would it surprise you, according to the taxfoundation.org, that 50% of people paid 97% of all the federal income taxes? The bottom 50% paid just 3% of all your federal income taxes. The bottom 75% pay just 12%, which means 25% of all taxpayers paid 88 cents of every dollar in taxes. So a quarter of the U.S. population pays 88% of all the income taxes. So if you make a decent living in Biden or Democratic Congress, they're saying you need to pay your fair share. Is one out of four paying 88% of all the taxes a fair share? According to them, it's not enough. Do you know how much income actually puts you in that royal top 25%? About $85,000 of household income. They're gunning for you. Are you wealthy? Do you feel rich at around $85,000 of household income? Nope. But according to the government, you should pay more. And that's why I love talking about taxes for our retiree clients. It's not because taxes are so exciting and let's talk about what the state of Illinois or Pritzker or the IRS did this year from a tax standpoint, or what the state of Wisconsin's doing to retirement income state tax, or what the federal government's doing from a tax standpoint. But let's talk about what your potential tax savings opportunity is over the course of your retirement. Folks, if you are approaching retirement, you're probably going to spend the next 25, 30 years in retirement. You're going to spend as much time in retirement almost as you were a working adult. And taxes are going to be a huge expense. What most people don't realize is that you're going to have a retirement tax bill. Taxes in retirement are likely to be your largest expense in retirement. Now, that's not some revelation. The revelation is what size of the retirement tax bill you're going to have. And sometimes when I give this example, people are really floored by the type or the amount of tax you're going to have to pay over your retirement. So, folks, before we go deep in this show, if you want to peek inside what your potential retirement tax bill is, let me give you how you can see that. I want you to go to our website either now or later, depends on if you're driving or not. Go to crystallaketax.com, crystallaketax.com. Click on the button, Retirement Tax Bill, and in less than a minute, you're going to type in a couple pieces of information, and you're immediately going to get a side-by-side comparison of what your potential retirement tax bill looks like. And more importantly, it's going to side-by-side what I call the government plan, how it is now, versus how much in taxes you could potentially save if you have some proactive tax planning using some of the strategies we implement with clients and we're going to talk about today. So how to get that free retirement tax bill, go to crystallaketax.com, click on the retirement tax bill at the top, and within minutes, you're going to have your own customized retirement tax bill in your hands. To get your customized retirement tax bill, go to crystallaketax.com. It's really going to come in handy as we start going through all these different sources of retirement income. So why do I say you're going to have a big tax bill? Well, as an example, let's just say you have $1 million in your pre-tax 401k or traditional IRAs. That's $1 million you've never paid tax on before. And if you look at the yearly tax that you will pay, just taking out your required minimum distributions, what the government forces you to take out. So I'm not talking about engaging any type of tax planning. Just along your way, take out the distributions that they force you to, you know, that you need for income. And then, of course, once you get the required minimum distribution, you got to be mandated to take it out. So just adding up the tax year over year over a 20, 30-year retirement, your retirement tax bill could be up to 70% of what that starting balance was. So if we do some quick math there, 70% of $1 million, everybody together, that's almost $700,000, which is sickening. It truly is just sickening. If you're on the cusp of retiring, you're trying to put together a retirement plan, and you're looking at how much you actually get to spend from your $1 million savings, it took you 30, 35, 40 years to save that money, and then you look at what your retirement tax bill could be associated with that $1 million portfolio, truly, it's sickening. So the reason I love talking about taxes with clients is because of the opportunity that you have in decreasing your retirement tax bill. So if that's you, you got $1 million, you got $2 million, heck, if you got $500,000, you've never paid tax on it before, you or your beneficiaries are going to pay income tax on that. The only question is how much and what kind of strategies can you implement between now and maybe the next 3, 5, 10 years to decrease that lifetime overall tax bill. So today we're going to talk about 10 types of retirement income and how they're taxed, but also how all this stuff fits into your comprehensive retirement plan. So let's get state taxes out of the way, because what we really want to do is focus on federal taxes. But I think it's worth talking about state taxes just a little bit, because we know that people all over the country listen to this radio show and they're planning for retirement or they're already in retirement. So state income taxes, of course, vary state by state, but we know that there are 12 states that don't tax any retirement income. And Illinois is currently in that group. I say currently because every year some left-leaning Illinois state rep proposes that we should tax retirement income. Pensions, 401ks, Social Security, they want it taxed at the state level. They're really a bunch of morons. So what does no state taxation on retirement income mean? That means any distributions, any income that Illinoisans receive from IRAs, pre-tax IRAs, 401ks, pre-tax plans, pensions, Social Security, will not be subject to tax at the state level. And there's many other states that have their tax code set up in a similar fashion. And then there's other states that aren't necessarily state tax free, but they do give some breaks to retirees. And interestingly enough, some of those states that give breaks to retirees have really high property taxes like Illinois. So if you're thinking maybe about moving in retirement, we've got clients in 27 different states, and you see these bright lights flashing, no retirement income is taxed, do some research. I found some good websites out there where you can kind of look at the big picture. You want to look at the property taxes as well. You want to look at the grocery taxes. You want to look at the cost of your insurance is as well. All of those things come into play with how much spendable money you have after the government gets its piece. So when we think about when we build our plans for families that we work with, we talk about spendable income. So it's not necessarily as what you bring in, what you make. It's about what you get to keep. It's about what you actually get to spend towards your lifestyle in retirement. So whether you're paying income tax, you're paying property tax, or you have other cost of living expenses that are just higher or lower in any particular geographic region, all that should be considered because whether the property tax is low or high, the state income tax is low, high, or non-existent, it's all about of the $100,000 you need in income, how much of that $100,000 per year do you actually get to spend? Okay, but guess what? No matter where you live in the United States, guess what? You're going to be subject to federal taxes. Can't get away from the federal taxes, but with proper planning, you can make federal taxes optional. So for your pre-tax accounts, things like your IRAs, your 401ks, your thrift savings plans, your 457s, your 403bs, this whole bouillabaisse of all these pre-tax work retirement accounts, you're going to have to pay taxes on that. And I mean, you have money saved that you never paid taxes on before, you will have a federal tax bill. It's just a matter of how much. And that's where the planning, that's where the strategy really comes into play. And for the families that we work with at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we address the tax planning strategies really from day one when we initiate the plan. We call our plan the Retirement Success Blueprint. It's not just an investment plan on how should you invest your money. It's where's your income coming from in retirement? How do we legally pay the least amount of taxes? If we needed long-term care, how would we pay for it? And do we have the right estate plan in place? That's having a real plan. So we address that tax planning component and the strategies we should consider day one when we start building out that plan. Because every December 31st, so every December 31st that goes by and you don't have an intentional tax plan set up that's executed and devised according to you, in your situation, that could be a wasted year. Most of the most effective tax planning strategies, you have to incorporate that during the calendar year. There's a lot of people that'll say, because we have a tax practice, we have a CPA on staff, a full tax team, we'll probably do over 600 tax returns. A lot of people will come into our tax practice and they'll say, well, I got up until I filed taxes, right, this year, April 18th, to make my IRA contribution so I can deduct it on my taxes. Well, yeah, that's one strategy, but that's not going to move the ball very much forward for you. The most effective tax strategies, being proactive with tax strategies, you have to implement before the calendar flips over to the next year. So December 31st, we want to get our stuff done prior to that. The most effective strategies aren't annual strategies. They're actually several years out. We start about talking about taxes when we first meet with people, but we're looking at their tax picture 5, 10, 20 years into retirement. We might be implementing the strategies in the current year, but the benefits you're going to receive from those strategies that you implement probably aren't going to be realized for 3, 5, 10 years down the road. And for some of you, you're going to realize some benefits from that. And then for some of you, if legacy is important, then your beneficiaries are going to realize some of those benefits as well. So what we look at is what your total retirement tax bill is going to be while you're alive, but also what's your tax bill going to be when you transition what's left over to your loved ones, your beneficiaries, your charities. And sometimes those tax bills can be significantly different. Of course you care about when you're alive, because the less you pay in taxes, the more you're going to have in spendable income. But you still, let's say you pass away, you still have $500,000 left in your IRA, you've never paid taxes on it. That $500,000 represents a lot of hard work, a lot of discipline in saving that money. So you still want that money to transition to your loved ones in the most tax-efficient way possible. But there's a tax bill associated with that $500,000. And now it's about incorporating strategies to minimize that tax bill. So you have a retirement tax bill, but then you also have a tax bill potentially that you still have left to pay for your estate and your beneficiaries, your kids, your grandkids, the church, once you do pass. And all the strategies that we create and implement should be targeted towards your retirement tax bill, but then also once you're gone, if that's important to you. So I mentioned earlier, if you want to peek inside what your retirement tax bill could be, let me give you how you can see that. I want you to go to our website, crystallaketax.com, and you're going to click on the retirement tax bill. In less than a minute, you're going to enter a couple pieces of information on your pre-tax, like your 401ks, IRAs, and it's going to instantly generate a potential retirement tax bill and what that looks like in retirement. More importantly, it will side-by-side what I call the government tax plan, how it is now, versus how much in taxes you could potentially save with a proactive tax planning like we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, using some of those strategies we implement with clients. How do you get your free retirement tax bill? Don't have to call anybody. Just go to crystallaketax.com, click on the retirement tax bill, and within a minute, you're going to have your own customized retirement tax bill and also different strategies you can utilize to reduce that tax bill. Make some of those taxes optional. Go to crystallaketax.com to get that. So when we come back, I'm going to break down those 10 types of retirement income and how they're taxed. Number one is going to be traditional IRAs and 401ks. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Chances are your company-sponsored 401k plan is your single largest investment. But how much do you really know about how yours works? Do you know that if you're 59 and a half or older, you can take control of managing your 401k and roll it into an IRA with more choices? Call Crystal Lake Tax and Financial at 866-316-0822 to learn more. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we create plans and strategies to help people manage their 401k assets. Because when you transition from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase of your life, it takes a whole different strategy to protect what you've worked so hard for. Your 401k plan helped you get to retirement. Now let Crystal Lake Tax and Financial help you get through retirement. Call 866-316-0822 to schedule a free 401k review or go online to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we are discussing the 10 types of retirement income and how they're taxed. Before we go down that rabbit hole, I got a gift for you. This applies to this retirement tax topic today. So now, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement income is the outcome, I've put together what we like to refer as our Retirement Success Toolkit. a retirement success toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Just give us a call. Tell us where to send it. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get it out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll actually mail it out to you at our expense. So you can get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands today. Touch base with us anytime. You're going to find it really helpful. So let's dive into the 10 types of retirement income and how they're taxed. Number one, traditional IRAs and 401ks. So these are accounts that you've never paid tax on. These are monies before, right? So when you take this money out, you're going to be subject to income tax. You're going to be subject to tax at whatever your ordinary income tax level is. So when you retire, you've grown accustomed to a certain lifestyle that you enjoy. You're still going to need to support that lifestyle. Whatever monies you need to take out of your 401k, your IRAs, it's going to help you enjoy that lifestyle, but it also might be subject to tax. So let's say you retire and you don't need to take money out of your IRA because you got other income sources that's fueling your lifestyle. But at some point when you hit RMD age, required minimum distribution age, and that age is a little different depending on when you were born, you're going to be mandated to take out distributions. Mandated meaning forced to take money out of these accounts. And that's what we call the tax torpedo. And that might sound like a lot of fun, but it's really not, because that means is now you're mandated, required to take out distributions from your IRAs and your 401ks, pay taxes on those distributions at that point in time. So for some of you, you're going to be 70 and a half, 72, 73, and for some of you, it might be 75. But at that point in time, regardless of what age is for you, you've already taken your Social Security. So some of that money could be subject to tax. If you've got pension, you've already taken your pension income, and you're going to wind up paying tax on those. Which now this tax torpedo, taking money out of the IRAs and 401ks, what it means is if you have a minimum level of income from your Social Securities, your pensions, maybe some rentals, most of it's subject to federal tax that you can never turn off, which means that now you're in a minimum tax rate. That's your floor tax rate. You're never going to go below it because pensions, Social Security, all that's still always going to come in. So when you start taking money out of these retirement accounts, your IRAs and 401ks, that is the most expensive dollar you are adding to your tax return because you're adding it on top of all of your other income. So as taxes go up over time, guess what? The amount of taxes you pay on that goes up over time. So do we think taxes are going to decrease? What are the chances of that? Most people's first response is probably a chuckle to that or hell no. Because most people think that tax rates are going to go up. And certainly before they go down, based on the fact that we're already in a historically low tax environment. And it's these IRAs and 401ks a lot of people can relate to because that's where a lot of people have put most of their retirement savings. And when you get to 60, 65, these are large accounts. These are what you would plan to live off of in retirement. And that's why in our weekly retirement online workshops, I spend so much time on this tax torpedo because though it feels like the tax torpedo is coming, there's actually some things you can do to pay less in taxes with this money that you've worked so hard to save. So sometimes when we talk to families who've already retired for the first time, and one of the pieces of feedback that they'll give me is, Mike, we've already retired. This strategy's already in place. Our tax bill's already locked in. There's not much we can do. Well, on the contrary to that, in fact, for many of you, the first full calendar year that you retire could be one of the best years you incorporate some of those tax planning strategies. And then there, all the way up to RMD, you've got more opportunities. So it really doesn't matter how old you are, if you have 5 years left of retirement, if you've been retired for 2 years, even some of these families that we work with who are post-RMD can still employ these tax-saving strategies. And that's why the customized approach is necessary. And that's why I like what we do from the weekly online retirement workshops is we use a hypothetical retiree couple and we show you specific strategies that they can incorporate to help save money over the course of their retirement on their tax bill. So their tax bill, their retirement tax bill savings is a six-figure savings, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that is impressive. If there was a way to potentially save you and your family hundreds of thousands in unnecessary and voluntary taxes, when would you want to know? Today, probably, right? So really the way I look at it is if you've got questions, you can just continue to go down that path that you're on now, take distributions like the government, be a good soldier like they tell you to do, and just pay the taxes on it. Or you can be very intentional with your tax plan and its potential to save you six figures, if not more, over your retirement. So if you heard six figures and you thought, I want to see what that looks like, I got a great opportunity for you. It's our complimentary online weekly retirement workshop. You can go to crystallaketax.com and sign up. Just click on our events or just call in if you want to get added to the list, 866-316-0822. We'll get you added to that list just so you can kind of see some of the things that we're talking about. Or if you just want to have a 15-minute phone call, 866-316-0822, and we'll kind of talk you through some of those different tax strategies. So let's continue talking about how some of these retirement income streams are taxed. Number two, Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks. Now, once again, Roth accounts. For many retirees, the Roth IRA and Roth 401k are their most coveted investments over the course of their retirement because you have complete flexibility on when you take the money out of those accounts and you don't have to pay a penny of federal or state income taxes on them. And that's the big win there. So when you put money in the Roth side of the 401k or even the Roth IRA, it's after-tax money. So you've already paid tax on that money. You will not be taxed on that money again. And then any qualified Roth IRA or 401k distribution, you're not going to be taxed on that growth either. So one of the strategies that a lot of retirees will incorporate is how do we get money from the pre-tax side, the 401k and traditional IRA, to the Roth side in the most tax-efficient way? And that's where some of these strategies post-retirement or even while you're working, many of you can be really effective to put your pre-tax money into the tax-free Roth. So once the money's underneath that Roth IRA, whether it's due to a contribution or a conversion, it's safe from future tax rate hikes. One other thing is January 1st, 2026. Folks, it's only about less than 3 years from now. Federal tax rates are scheduled to go up. It's already in the legislation. So there would actually have to be legislation passed for rates not to go up starting January 1st, 2026. Any of the money that's underneath the Roth is insulated, not only from that tax hike, but any rate hikes that may come down the road. So one of the most coveted buckets of retirement money is the Roth 401k and Roth IRA. And you want to make sure that you protect those and add it in a very responsible way, pre-retirement and even post-retirement. Another nice thing about it is you can spend it whenever you want. There's no required minimum distribution on a Roth. You've got more control. And that's what we really like about the Roth is you can take it all out you want as long as it's a qualified distribution, but you're not forced to. So at 70, 72, 73, like the pre-tax IRA and 401k, there are no required minimum distributions to take those distributions out. So you have a lot more flexibility and control over the most important source of your retirement income. So what about that Roth 401k? Maybe for a little younger listener who's deciding, should I be investing in the Roth 401k or the pre-tax 401k? Because it's one of the big ways that the 401k is kind of sold is you get to deduct that amount from your income because you're going to pay less in taxes later. Some people would call this the biggest lie of the federal government for the last 40 years. You've probably seen articles positioned that way where the pre-tax 401k was sold as this fantastic retirement savings vehicle. And by the way, I think it has been. And it's been the reason why a lot of people can retire and enjoy the lifestyle they want. But the lie that's referenced in a lot of these articles that you're going to end up saving money on taxes in the long run, meaning that you're not going to pay money on the contributions going in because you get a pre-tax deduction, and you're going to defer those taxes until later down the road, and then you're going to be in a much lower tax bracket. But folks, what happens, and a lot of retirees are realizing this right now, is you're taking money out of this big pot of investment resources that you've been saving for 30 or 40 years, and now it's ballooned into this fantastic amount. You take money out, and you're paying taxes at ordinary income, not on the amount you put in, but what it grew to. And it's costing you a significant amount of taxes. Might even be forcing your Social Security to be taxed. So for most of you, however, it's then the vehicle that's allowed you to put yourself in the position where you can retire, because that Roth IRA hasn't been available all that long. In fact, it just started in 1998. So prior to 1998, you really didn't have the ability to contribute tax-free like the Roth. So the Roth 401k plan has really only come on the scene in the last 5 or 6 years. So the Roth 401k hasn't been a great vehicle for many years to contribute. But for young people, now's the opportunity. Your kids don't have to have all this pre-tax money. They take out, pay taxes down the road. They can use the Roth IRA. They can use the backdoor Roth IRA. They can use the Roth 401k plan. And just imagine if you have a $1 million IRA right now, you've never paid tax on it before. You're in a situation where you do have this huge retirement tax bill. But if you flip that million over to a Roth, that's tax-free. Now you can take all the money out, spend it, as opposed to paying out to the IRS. That's the position your kids and your grandkids could be in. So flip your tax bill on its side, and that's the position that your kids have an opportunity to be in. And whether or not they're able to take advantage of that really depends on the decisions that they're making from a contribution standpoint to the pre-tax or the post-tax Roth. All right, number three, how about that pension money? The pension money is taxed much like your pre-tax 401k and IRA, but here's the difference. From a tax standpoint, there's no difference. So you're going to pay a federal tax at your ordinary bracket. The difference comes with the control, because prior to the RMD age, you can take money out of your IRA, you can take money out of your plan, your 401k plan, but you don't have to. Once you turn your pension on, that is guaranteed income you're going to receive every single month or every single year for the rest of your life. Once you turn that pension on, you can't turn it off. And by the way, most of you don't want to because the pension's a really good income vehicle for retirees, but you don't have control. So you have less control over the tax rates once you turn your pension on. Once you turn on your Social Security, because you can't turn that off. So it's taxed the same way as your pre-tax IRAs and your pre-tax 401ks. It's just that you have less control because once it's on, it's on. So some will ask, does that make the case for taking the lump sum of a pension instead of the annuity payout if you have it available? So for some people what we do, and not everybody has a lump sum available, but it's nice if you do because it gives you more control and it gives you more flexibility. So if you're one of those who have a lump sum pension available where you can walk away with a lump sum of money rather than the income payment, instead of taking that annuity payment from your pension, now what you need to do is conduct an evaluation and look at what the pension is offering you from an income standpoint versus what they're offering you from a lump sum and how much income you could generate from a lump sum. So then you compare how long is it going to take you to break even with the annuity payout versus the lump sum. So if that number is 13, 14, 15 years, for the first 15 years, they're paying you with your own money that you could have just taken out, had it grow, where you not only have the income from the lump sum, but you'd still have the lump sum too. Now, there are other factors that come into play, so I don't want to make it too simple that way, but there's a lot of things that come into play when you decide, do I take the lump sum amount and roll it over to an IRA and get income off of that, or do I actually take the annuity pension payment? So we work with a lot of people who are single, so they don't have a spouse. And one of the disadvantages of taking that annuity pension payout is that you need to elect a beneficiary. Not all pensions allow you to elect a non-spousal beneficiary. So if that's your type of pension, basically you'd be forced into receiving the income payment for life. But if you passed away a few years into it, then all that pension money's gone. So for some people in that situation, it definitely makes more sense to consider the lump sum. Because if that's a $500,000 lump sum, you roll that in your IRA, you're starting to take some income off of it, live on the lifestyle that you want. But if you pass away 2 months later, then your kids, your grandkids, the church, whoever you care about is going to get that $500,000. Whereas with a pension, there is no death benefit. So you are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we are discussing the 10 types of retirement income and, more importantly, how they're taxed. We covered number one, 401ks and traditional IRAs. Number two, Roth IRAs. And number three, pensions. Before we start number four, I want a gift for you because this applies to this retirement income tax topic. Because this is a show where retirement income is the outcome, I put together what we refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. A Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement?, and a companion report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, to get that Retirement Success Toolkit, we'll mail it out to you at our expense, no cost to you, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. So retirement income source number four, Social Security. This is one of those buckets that we would consider to be tax favored. And what do I mean by that is if you pay taxes, federal taxes on your Social Security, you're going to pay it at your ordinary income level. However, you're not going to pay federal tax on 100% of your Social Security benefits. They use this nice equation. They call it provisional income. This has some math to it, so buckle up. All right, so the provisional income equation, the way it works is take 50% of what your household Social Security income is. So let's say Social Security income for the year is $20,000. Then $10,000 would be 50% of it. Then add that to all of your other taxable resources. So if you have a pension that's coming in, you're taking out distributions, then that's included. If you're taking money out of your IRAs, 401ks, you're getting some interest and dividends from the bank or stocks, all that counts. So you get that half of your Social Security plus all of the other income sources. That's what they call your provisional income. The only purpose for it is to determine how much of that Social Security is going to move over into the taxable bucket. So if you're married and your provisional income is in excess of $32,000, a piece of your Social Security income is going to start getting taxed. If you're single, that number is as low as $25,000. So if it's north of $25,000, Social Security is going to get taxed. So somewhere, if you're above those numbers, 25 single, 32,000 married, then it's going to be taxed somewhere between 50% to 85% of your Social Security income is going to be subject to federal income tax. So up to 85% can be taxed at the max, which is better than 100% of it being taxed, like your IRA and 401k income. Well, as your retirement planner, we would really like your taxable income to be 25 or 32 or lower. Now, I didn't say your real income, right? Just your taxable income. Your real income could be $50,000, $100,000, whatever you need it to be. So we can work on that. So that's part of the strategy. It is possible. Again, everybody's situation is different. For some of you, it won't be possible. For some of you, it is possible, and we have a tax-free retirement. So we've been able to put together plans for some of our families so they have the income they want to have support their lifestyle, but we kept their taxable income, at least what hits their tax return, below the provisional income level, which means their Social Security income is federally tax-free. Their Roth IRA distributions are federally tax-free. So they might have $100,000 of income in retirement and not paying a penny of state or federal income tax on it. So if you'd like to know more about that, definitely set up a call with us. We'll walk you through if that makes sense for you with your specific situation. And part of the strategies we use to do that would be things that we call Roth conversions. And the more money that you have underneath the Roth that's tax-free, you can take income to support your lifestyle, but any of the income you take from the Roth IRA doesn't count in that provisional income equation. So if you got to take $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 out of your Roth to goose up your Social Security, the income level you need, it's not causing any more of your Social Security to become taxable. In fact, it might actually make your Social Security tax-free. So now, the $40,000 from the Roth is tax-free. The $40,000 from Social Security is tax-free. You've got $80,000 of tax-free income in retirement. So now that retirement income number five, life insurance proceeds. So life insurance, if used correctly, can be a superhero to you in retirement. One of the superpowers of life insurance is what they call the tax-free death benefit, which means if you have a $500,000 life insurance policy, you pass away, your beneficiary will receive the $500,000. And it's received federally income tax free. So most states, not all, but most states also won't tax life insurance. So most likely your beneficiary is going to receive that $500,000 without a tax liability. You talk about an incredible infusion into somebody's retirement plan. If it's your surviving spouse, if it's your kids, it could be a great boost to their retirement savings. And they'll someday use federally and for the most part, state tax free. So retirement income number six, annuities. So when it comes to annuities, there's an if-then attached to annuities. So anytime you hear the word annuities, it just means there's an insurance company involved somewhere. Not good, not bad, and that's a whole different show. So there's a couple different ways you can take income from annuities. First, you can annuitize it, and then the income is taxed differently than if you just take distributions from the annuity. So we'll cover annuitization first. So annuitization, this is one that's a little bit more complex because there's something called the pro rata rule. So this means that if they took a look at how much of the money underneath the annuity you haven't paid taxes on, they look at the ratio of that amount to the amount of money in the annuity that you have paid taxes on, which is your principal, versus the amount of interest built up or gains built up inside of it. And so then when you take it out, let's say it's $1,000 a month you're receiving as annuity income. Again, you annuitized it. So you're guaranteed that $1,000 over a particular period of time, let's say the course of your life. Then that percentage of money allocated that you've never paid tax on the gains, which means that on the way out, let's say 60% of the annuity's value is actually your original investment. The other 40% is gains on the investment that was deferred. What that would mean is that 60% of the income comes out would be tax-free as a return of your own principal. You'd only be paying taxes on 40%, or in this case, $400 of the $1,000, because a portion under the pro rata rule is sometimes Some of it's your own principal, and some of it is actually just part of the income side. So that's if you annuitize. But now let's say you have an annuity that you choose not to annuitize it, right? But you still want to take some lump sum distributions out of it. You can set this up once a year, once a month, however you decide to do it. But the difference is that when the account value of your annuity is gone, the income is gone. So when you annuitize it, when the account value is gone, then you still continue to receive that $1,000 a month guaranteed for the rest of your life. In this example, if we're not annuitizing or we're just taking distributions, when we spend through the account value is gone. It's just gone. And the way that works is, let's say that 60% of the annuity you haven't paid taxes on. Take out $1,000. Well, you're going to be taxed 100% on that $1,000 a month until you get down to your principal amount. Then it's a return tax free. So when you annuitize it, they prorate the difference of how much of that's principal and how much of that's gains. When you're just taking lump sum distributions out of an annuity, what they're going to do is it's last in, first out. So the last gains that were paid in are going to get taxed as income. And then once you actually get down to your original investment, then those are distributions tax-free. So one common question, why is there a percentage of the money that you've paid taxes on and a percentage of the money you haven't? So in these examples for annuities, we're assuming that these were what you call non-qualified annuities. It's not in an IRA or retirement account. It's money that maybe you had cash in the bank, you had some savings, and you just bought it. Because you can have an annuity inside an IRA too. But if it's inside an IRA, then everything we just talked about, you got to throw out the door, because then it's taxed like an IRA as ordinary income on every dollar that comes out. All right, on to retirement income number 7, the sale of stocks and bonds. So ready for another if then? All right. So what level of tax you're going to pay on the sale of stocks and bonds is going to be dependent on how long you owned those securities. So if you owned XYZ stock for less than 12 months and you sell it and you realize a gain, that is going to be taxed as a short-term gain. Short-term gain is taxed as ordinary income, which means just taking it out of an IRA, just like a pension, just like the taxable annuity income, you're going to be subject to ordinary income tax. Now, if you held that investment for more than 12 months and you sold it at a realized gain, that's called a long-term capital gain. And the tax rate you're going to pay on that can be dependent on what the rest of your taxable income is. It's possible you could pay zero capital gains tax, you could pay 15% capital gains tax, or you could pay 20% capital gains tax. It depends on all the other income that's going to hit your tax return. Now, what about if you sell stocks and bonds at a loss? How does that work? If you sell it at a loss, then it's a capital loss, either short-term or long-term, depending on the time frame you held it. And then what you get to do is you get to offset any potential gains. And here's if then and all that kind of stuff too. So let's say you have a long-term capital loss of $5,000. You also have a long-term capital gain of $10,000. You can use that $5,000 loss to offset the $10,000 gain, so now you only have to pay taxes on the remaining $5,000. So let's say you have a $5,000 loss, but you had zero long-term capital gains, but you did have ordinary income. You can take up to $3,000 a year as a capital loss. So you would claim $3,000 as a deduction off your taxes for the capital loss, and you would carry forward that $2,000 unused capital loss to next year. So it would be able to offset next year capital gains or other ordinary income. So this ties in with income source number 8. What about some stocks that pay dividends? As you know, long-term listeners here, we do believe that in retirement, income is the outcome. So if we're going to own stocks, a lot of times we're going to own dividend-paying stocks that are paying us 3, 4, 5, 6% in dividends, even off our stocks. If we're going to own bonds, we're not owning a bunch of funds. We're going to own the individual bonds themselves that are paying us 4, 5, 6% in interest, because when they mature, we get our principal back. Well, for dividends, stock dividends, there's qualified and non-qualified dividends. So qualified dividends based on current tax law are going to be taxed as a capital gain. So it's possible, depending on your tax bracket, that you could end up paying 0% on the qualified dividend, 15 or 20%, which chances are much less than the income tax rates that you would normally pay. So we've got two more left, but before we tackle them, since we're talking about taxes in retirement, I mentioned earlier, if you want to peek inside what your retirement tax bill looks like, let me tell you how you can see that. Go to our website, crystallaketax.com. Click on the button called Retirement Tax Bill. In less than a minute, you can enter a couple pieces of information on your pre-tax accounts, like your 401ks, your IRAs, and it's going to generate what your potential retirement tax bill looks like in retirement. More importantly, it's going to side-by-side what I call the government's plan, how it is now, versus how much in taxes you could potentially save with proactive tax planning. Use some of the strategies that we implement with clients at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So how do you get your free retirement tax bill? Go to crystallaketax.com, click on the retirement tax bill at the top, and within a minute, you're going to have your own customized retirement tax bill in your hands. To get your customized retirement tax bill, go to crystallaketax.com. So when we come back, I'm going to break down the last two of the 10 types of retirement income, how they're taxed. You've been listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. One of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits.
Reach out to the Retirement Success Blueprint radio show right now for our free report, Are Your Allocations Right for Social Security?
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
For your free report, Are Your Allocations Right for Social Security? Simply reach out to us here at the Retirement Success Blueprint.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're discussing the 10 types of retirement income and how they're taxed. We've tackled the first 8, so let's bring it home with number 9 and 10. Before we go down that rabbit hole, I do have a gift this week for you, since this is a retirement tax topic. Because we are a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, right? There is no retirement without income. I've put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit, a Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And a companion report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge simply by calling 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. It is a physical kit. So we're going to mail this out to you at our expense. Get this critical retirement success toolkit with all the uncertainty going on in the world. You're going to find this very valuable. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. So retirement income source number 9, interest-bearing accounts. So I'm talking about bank accounts, CDs, savings, money market, checking. So interest-bearing accounts, traditionally more commonly known as bank accounts, are going to pay ordinary income. So if you've got $10,000 of interest on a $300,000 CD, you're going to pay ordinary income tax on that $10,000 of interest in the year that you receive it. And that goes the same whether it's a CD, a checking account, a saving account. You're going to pay ordinary income tax on that interest income. So for almost 20 years now, because interest rates have been so low up until the past year, you never really noticed it. Right? If you had $100,000 in the bank was paying you 0.1%, you know, for interest, or your CD was paying you 0.3%. So you got a couple hundred bucks here and there, but you didn't even notice it. What people have found out now that, you know, high balance, high yield money markets are paying 3-4%, CDs, treasuries are paying you 4-5%. Now that $100,000 is paying $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, which means you're going to get a 1099 on it next tax year in January, which means you're going to have to claim that as income even if you're not using it. So something just to be aware of. All right, number 10, our last retirement income and how it's taxed, savings bonds. Ordinary income, it's as easy as that. So it's a lot like the income you're going to receive from bank accounts. It's a lot like the income you receive from your IRAs, your pensions, whatever income you receive from savings bonds. Add that onto your other taxable income, and it's going to be taxed at your ordinary income rate. So savings bonds, just like your retirement accounts, are going to get added on to your highest level of income. Because if you got a pension, if you got wages, if you got a Social Security, all that's coming in, and now we're stacking additional income on top of it. So one break is you may not owe state income tax on your federal government savings bonds, but federal tax will be due. So folks, one of the things that we've talked about today are the 10 types of retirement income and how they're taxed. A lot of people will say, you know what, Mike, you know, why do you always talk about taxes? Why do you always talk about financial plans? And, you know, most shows just want to talk about investments and doom and gloom. And it's really because Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we're celebrating our 15th anniversary as an independent wealth management firm. What does that mean? That means that I've been a fiduciary financial planner in the Chicago market, but we have clients in 27 different states. I've been a fiduciary financial planner in the Chicago market for 22 years. The last 15 years has been as Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and we aren't your typical investment broker. We are what you call a wealth manager. What's the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? An investment broker just sells you stuff. Right? A lot of our prospective clients come in from the radio show or from some of our workshops, and they have just a junk drawer of financial stuff. They bought stocks and bonds and IRAs and 401ks and old pensions and life insurance and annuities. They just accumulated all this stuff over the years. And now they're within about 5 years of retirement. They're in retirement. They're like, I have no idea how this works together. I don't know if I'm paying too much or too little in taxes. I don't know where my income's coming from. It seems like I'm spending through the principal. If I had a healthcare event, I don't know how I'd pay for it. I don't even have estate planning in place. Or maybe I've got estate planning that the kids are 40 now and they have guardians still listed in the will. Either way, the wealth management firm at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial that I founded 15 years ago was to address what's really important for all families. One, where's our income coming from in retirement, in good markets and bad? Right? We believe that should come from interest and dividends off your investment. So if you've got $1 million stock, bond, whatever type portfolio, and you need $40,000, $50,000 a year of supplemental income in retirement, then that $40,000 or $50,000 needs to come out as cash flow from your investments in the form of interest and dividends. Doesn't mean it's got to be in bonds. It could be in dividend-paying stocks, right? Our stock portfolio right now is yielding about 4% for clients, and we're getting the ups and downs of the market, but the income is staying the same. So one, know where your income's coming from in good markets and bad. My book, I call it Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens, right? Spend the interest and dividends. Don't touch the principal. This money has to last you for the next 20, 30 plus years and leave a legacy if that's important. Second, don't take more risk than you need to. Take the amount of risk it needs to achieve the goals that you have. That's the real risk management. Third, can we be doing things in a more tax efficient manner? I talked about the retirement tax bill report that we run for you earlier. It's on our website, crystallaketax.com, if you haven't seen it yet. Why is that important? Someone's got $1 million IRA, they're 65 years right now, and all they're going to do is take their RMDs and reinvest it and then leave it to the kids. They're going to pay almost $700,000 in current tax rates. And we know they're going up, so it'll probably be worse. They're going to pay close to $700,000 in unnecessary and voluntary income tax by going with the government's plan, rather than a proactive plan that can have them maybe pay $220,000, $240,000 in taxes, or almost two-thirds less in taxes. But you got to have a plan. Fourth part of our plan is what we call our healthcare plan. If we're going to retire before 65, how are we bridging to get to Medicare, right, and still have good health insurance coverage? Or if we had a long-term care event, needed home-based healthcare, assisted living, how would we pay for it without bankrupting or spending through all your money? And the fifth part of our plan as a wealth manager is, if legacy is important to you, do we have the right documents in place? Our wills, our trusts, our power of attorneys, our transfer on death deeds, all of those kind of things. In-house, not only do we have our fiduciary financial advisors, we have a CPA on staff and an entire tax team. We work with a legal team in-house so that under one roof, we can assist you with financial planning, investment management, tax preparation, proactive tax planning, healthcare planning, and estate planning, all under one roof. That's what we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So when individuals ask me, Mike, you know, why is your show different than everybody else? It's because we are different than anybody else. If you have interest in talking to us, happy to set up a 15-minute strategy call, get your questions answered, see if we're a fit. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or check us out online at crystallaketax.com. So if you didn't take away from this show something, you probably weren't listening very well, because we heard a lot of great rules. Taxes have a lot of rules, a lot of percentages, a lot of if you're married this, if you're single that, if you make this much this, then there's a lot of rules. So when I hear these rules, sometimes I think, well, there's rules, I have to play by them, I have no control, but there's not much I can do about it. But if you'd like to learn more and see examples of how these apply to you, I encourage you to sign up for one of our every week Thursday, 6:30 at night. We do free online weekly workshops. No cost, no obligation, no big sales pitch. They run at 6:30 every Thursday. You can sit in your PJs with a beer, a glass of wine, or a cup of coffee and learn something on a new topic every week. I think what people can learn through our online retirement workshops every week is, yes, we have to play by the rules, but there are things you can do to maybe play in a different set of rules than the ones that are taxed at the highest rate. Justice Leonard Hand, a former Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, said there are two tax rules in this country. One for the informed, one for the uninformed. We want you to be one of the informed. So a lot of times people attend these online weekly retirement workshops, and the feedback that they give us when we talk to them on the phones, because we offer an opportunity to connect with their team to answer their specific questions on the workshop, is, I didn't know what I didn't know. And they realize that for the first time, when it comes to retirement planning, especially when it comes to tax planning, because of all the legislation that's involved in tax planning and the legislative changes, it's hard to keep up with this kind of stuff. And you can spend hours and days reading tax legislation, reading textbooks. You wouldn't get a tenth of the material of what you need to apply to your own personal retirement. So we say you only get one chance to get this right, right? Because once you retire, you don't have to be forced out of retirement. And it's different if you decide, okay, retirement wasn't quite for me. It wasn't what I thought it was. Let me go back to work part-time, full-time. But let's not make it a have-to. Let's make that your choice. You don't want to be forced out of retirement. And unfortunately, every time we go through a major recession and folks, one's right on the brink here, many of you probably remember 2008. Many probably remember people who couldn't retire like they wanted to, or they had to come out of retirement because of what happened to their portfolio. And that's not what you want to have happen to you. So those online weekly retirement workshops, what it does, it takes you through retirement through the eyes of this hypothetical couple, and it shows you the goals they have, which are probably a little bit different than yours, but more importantly, it shows you the different strategies that you can incorporate to put yourselves in the best position so you can live out those retirement dreams like you've always wanted to. And then what you can do, you can take away some of those strategies and apply those in cases immediately to help impact you in a positive way. Folks, that's what this is all about. Today, we've been talking about all the great things, the 10 types of retirement income, how they're taxed. But unfortunately, without proper portfolio construction, without proper tax planning and proper estate planning, a lot of retirees handle things the same way they did when they were working, and that can lead to devastation. So as we wrap up today, I want to give you a chance to get your hands on our Retirement Success Toolkit. Our Retirement Success Toolkit has more than one thing in it. Why? Because you need more than one thing in retirement. It's got a copy of my latest book, The Retirement Success Blueprint. It's got a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And it also has another white paper, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. To get that free of charge, we'll mail it out to you. We'll cover the postage, 866-316-0822. Once again, that's 866-316-0822. Maybe you just want to have a 15-minute phone call, see if we're a good fit for you or you got questions. Give us a call, 866-316-0822, or check us out online at crystallaketax.com. You've been listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you like the show, tell a friend. If you need conservative, tax-focused financial advice, give us a call. Till next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.